This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Back for a Friday. First time Friday, and I want to get right to the calls because we have a number of guests today. And you certainly can call them as well. But when we have guests, we get a little less time for the callers. So this half hour, all yours. Of course, next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer will be here for the weekly talk radio town hall. And that's generally all calls. And we generally try to get to as many calls as possible. Sometimes it's quick questions, short answers. Sometimes it's a really weighty question, and it needs a longer answer. We take time, but I mean, if you call and say, I just want a yes or no answer, we'll respect that. So, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Local number, Bismarck, Mandan, or across the state is 258-0550. Local number in Fargo, Bismarck. I'm sorry, Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, 271-1100, Bismarck, Mandan, 258-0550. I figure by saying all of those numbers, you're going to get one of them. I'll give you one more, the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, because that's here when we aren't. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Be the Buffalo. Okay? 855-200-1776. Be the Buffalo. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing with a Biden administration that we believe will not be an overall good thing for the state of North Dakota. What do you mean, Scott? Give them a little time. Well, the Keystone Pipeline was canceled. We've stuck it to Canada, by the way. Trudeau is already upset about that. Maybe Joe Biden is reckless with our foreign allies. How could he stick it to Canada like that? Leah, I'm appalled that Joe Biden would stick in the knife and twist it on Justin Trudeau of Canada.
Boy, did he.
Well, I think he's reckless with our foreign adversaries.
Well, Trudeau called, by the way. He's wondering if we can get a redo.
and he's not an adversary. He's kind of a dum-dum. What is he, Metro? What is that? What do you call that?
Metrosexual?
Yeah,
he's like Mayor McDreamy.
Yeah.
Him and the Minneapolis mayor, I think, are illegitimately lost some of our brothers or something. I don't know.
The whole mitten thing with
Bernie
Sanders, I don't understand. Unless you're wearing riding a snowmobile or, you know.
It's just funny.
Like ice fishing or something, maybe you wear the mittens, but.
Grumpy old Bernie, his hands was cold.
Outside of that, would you wear mittens? I mean, what percentage of men in North Dakota wear mittens, would you say? 5%?
He wanted to put out that, you know. I'm sitting out here alone, independent.
And what percentage of men in North Dakota would you say dress like Justin Trudeau or Mayor Snowflake in Minnesota, or you know, with the kind of fluffy hair? They must go to the hairstylist like once a week or something. No.
Oh yeah.
That's not for me. I mean, I'm still embarrassed about the hairspray, but it's just like if I don't, it's all over the place. I just squirt a little bit in, and that. Anyway, this doesn't matter. We just went off the rails there. Okay, I'm trying to keep us on the rails. Todd's gone. So, anyway, Justin Trudeau just got a knife, and it was twisted by Joe Biden.
Does he really care, though? He's another climate warrior.
But my point is who? No, he's saying he's very mad. Go look at what he's saying. He's ticked off.
Why would he be mad? He's a climate warrior.
Because his economy matters, Kevin.
Well, that doesn't matter. The climate matters.
Well,
we got to suffer, don't we, through all that?
Does the climate matter? Absolutely. But guess what? You have to have a balance in that, not to mention, I would argue, we're arrogant. We're arrogant if we think we can have that much impact negatively on the planet. The planet's going to do what the planet's going to do. Don't be stupid. Don't make that Native American cry on the side of the highway when you throw out your cigarettes on the... Don't do that. Be smart. But come on, this is ridiculous. But my point is just this. If this is the first day action of Donald Trump in office, the sky falls for the national media. The sky falls for Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. They are aghast at him screwing our neighbors. Where's the outcry? Because that's what they did. By the way, they also caused people we know to be let off in a day. Families in Watford City told, bye-bye, you're gone. What am I going to do? Lost my livelihood. One day, that's what he did. So this is a storm, ladies and gentlemen. And our options are to run from the storm or to turn into it. My mantra is going to be, just like the Be the Vote Buffalo Hotline, just like the mantra of our friends at Oasis Petroleum, who are building back better than ever. $50 oil, $55 oil, $60 oil, let's go. Maybe we don't have as many employees as we did when oil was $80, but by golly, we're going to keep turning into that buffalo. And those that are with us are going to charge it. We all have to do that. We all have to do that. And I can't think of a better place to do it, by the way, if you're in the oil and gas industry, and even some of those Keystone XL pipeline folks, look to Oasis Petroleum. Look to them. This is building back. This is happening. And we appreciate their sponsorship of our 24/7 Be the Buffalo Hotline. Today on the program, Tommy Fischer at the bottom of the hour, update on the wall. What is Joe Biden doing to kill jobs there? Already rescinding money.
They already did it.
My big question is, what has Tommy Fischer and Fischer Industries done that everybody said they couldn't do? I think it's a lot. I think they've proven a lot of people wrong, and that's why they've gotten more and more billions and billions of dollars of contracts. But my question is, what happens to those contracts that have already been let? Does a North Dakota company now need to start laying off people because Joe Biden pulled the rug out on them? I want to know. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour, and somewhere we need to fit in more of our conversation with Senator Hovind because it lasted another 20 minutes after we got off the air yesterday. We just ran out of time. So we got a lot to do, but the most important thing we'll do is talk to you. It honestly is.
What about those federal contractors who have to pay $15 an hour now, too, and they're not increasing the contract funding at all?
Here's the deal. Federal contractors don't pay $15 an hour, ever. They pay $50, $60, and $80, but many times they have to pay more because the $15 went up because the wage is based on what the minimum wage is.
Good point.
They jam them another way, and that's what's dumb about the federal minimum wage. It doesn't barely exist because any company doing real work, aside from, say, flipping burgers, not that that's not real work, somebody's got to do it, but they're not paying $15 or they wouldn't have anybody to flip burgers.
They're getting close.
Right. I leave you with this. One other thing we're going to do today at some point, we'll probably have to wait for next hour with Senator Cramer. Fulton Friday. Which Fulton do I speak of? I got a prize for anybody who guesses that. Mike Lindell's book. First one to tell me what Fulton Friday has in the way of a meaning. Fulton who? Answer the question, Fulton who? Win Mike Lindell's book. Call now, 800-228-0550, or one of the local numbers. Dean in Western Minnesota, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind, Fulton Friday. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I finally got a hold of a real live person at Senator Tina Smith's office yesterday. I've been trying to call about the impeachment hearings or the impeachment vote. And as soon as they found out I was from northern Minnesota and did not vote for either one of Klobuchar, Walz, or Smith, I could tell the conversation wasn't going to go very well. I was very polite to them. I just didn't agree with what they were doing and said that I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I can read, and was basically told that my opinion didn't matter because he had done crimes against humanity. And that's the exact words they used.
Come on, they did.
Yep.
This is what somebody in Senator Tina Smith's office told you.
Oh, yeah.
When you're sharing simply your opinion, and by the way,
right,
she is your senator. You live where, Dean? Where do you live?
I live in northwestern Minnesota, Fergus Falls.
Okay, Fergus Falls, home of rocks and cows, according to both Tina Smith, obviously, and Tim Walz, the governor. And you are told Trump created crimes against humanity when you're calling to share your opinion. Wow.
Yeah, that's the guy. And I also told him that I am a military vet, and so is my son. And I said, even though I did not vote for any of those two, I still respect their office. They are my senators, whether I voted for them or not. I was, like I say, I was very polite. And I was, I just got the feeling that I was being talked to by a liberal college graduate who has never had to work a day in his life.
Yes, he spent his whole time in the Twilight Zone. I think that's the deal. And by the way, a liberal college student who hasn't been well trained to say, our constituents are king. I don't care if they're Republican, Democrat, I don't care if they voted for Trump or Biden. We serve them, young man. And that's the kind of lesson that needs to go. If you want to call and see if you have a similar experience to Dean, here's the telephone number. If you are a Minnesota resident, they won't even pay attention to you unless your area code is a Minnesota number. Here it is, 202-224-5641. She works for you, Tina Smith. The most,
correct.
The most, I would say, what's the polite word for Tina Smith's role in the Senate? She's just sort of anonymous, right? I mean, she's just sort of, I mean, she floated in there. She beat up Jason Lewis, who got, by the way, more votes than Trump did in Minnesota and lost. That's another bizarro world deal. 202-224-5641.
I don't know if there are two deafer ears in Washington.
Maybe that's what you said, yeah. Sherry Bismarck, you're next. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a Lucky Strike.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The sauna went in yesterday. Leah, can you believe this? The sauna is in the garage. Now, I had a lot of votes from people who said outside or inside. We chose inside for two reasons. One, We got a really good deal on a sauna, which Vince gives on every one of his, but it was, you know, it was an inside sauna. It was a great deal. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try it there. If I don't like it, I'll trade it in. Probably get darn near the same price and go outside anyway. But I am now at the point where I can talk with great authority about these saunas. I've relied on Vince before. I've been in his sauna. But now we've got our own, and I'm so darn excited for 2021 to have everything in the way of wellness available to me. I still got to do the work. I still got to get in the sauna. But I'm saying let's make 2021 the year of sauna, Finleo sauna. So if the Bismarck store on the expressway by Walmart is closest to you, or the West Fargo store, west of West Acres, getting towards the 9th Street, and that way, Cheyenne is closer to you. There's also Grand Forks in front of the Grand Cities Mall. The Grand Cities Mall, another great spot of hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Oh, goodness sakes. It's just nothing better. Tell them Scott sent you, though, would you? He'll take good care of you. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Sherry in Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Sherry.
Hi, Scott. I think I have an answer for you on your question about Fulton.
All right. It is. If anybody missed this, it's Fulton Friday today. And I asked listeners, Fulton who? Who am I talking about for Fulton Friday today? Who do you think it is, Sherry?
I think it could be Fulton Sheen.
Do you have a large bell there, Kevin? Something you can go ring, ding, 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 ding. Maybe do it yourself.
I don't, yeah. Ding, 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 ding. There you go.
What are you eating right now? Kevin.
You're talking. I'm having a bite of toast. Thank you very much.
Well, I just want to know what was on the
bite
menu.
Bite of toast. Peanut butter toast.
Nothing wrong with eating. I just was curious what you were eating.
Very hard to talk with peanut butter toast.
It is. That's why I asked, because I'm having a little fun with you. But anyway, the peanut. You finish your toast. And Sherry, you're exactly right. It's Fulton Sheen. You win. Do you know why I picked today for Fulton Friday, Sharon?
No, I don't know why.
He is pretty amazing. Have you, like, you know, listened to his stuff, read his books or anything before?
Oh, yes.
Fulton Sheen is a cardinal, but he was actually a TV star. He was a priest that became a Monsignor, and then he became a cardinal. Really big deal in the Catholic Church many, many years ago. But you don't have to be Catholic. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, Judeo-Christian, you know, you believe in God, you're going to love him. You could be an atheist and get it. Although, my favorite quote from Fulton Sheen is the following. All worry is atheism. I'll say it again, Sherry. All worry is atheism. When I say that, what is that? How does that ring around your head when I say that?
Well, it's a good one. I guess it. For me, it's a little nerve-wracking because I'm a huge worrier.
And I'm
a devout Catholic.
tell me people that are not worriers, and this is my point, right? I mean, moms worry, dads worry, right? Students worry, I got the test, I'm worrying. People at work, am I doing the job good enough? I'm worrying. People are worrying about a new president. But Fulton Sheen, one of the greatest teachers ever, who had more TV ratings than Milton Berle, says all worry is atheism. What he's saying in his usual very insightful way is worry is not of God. Because right. That's what he's saying in his very profound way. And I think we need to adopt that anthem through 2021 and rely more on a higher power. Mine is, you know, Jesus is king. He's a friend. I don't care if yours is whatever it is. I do care because I want people to go to heaven, but I can't tell somebody to take that walk and how they take it. I'm not trying to preach. I'm just trying to tell you this is great wisdom, that all worry is atheism. It is not of God. It is not productive. And actually, if we had 10 doctors in here, Sherry, and they said, Sherry, tell me how much you worry. You say, a lot. And they say, Do you know that worry leads to stress? Do you know that stress leads to all kinds of health issues? Do you know it's nothing good physically for you when your mind is worrying? Would you believe that, Sherry?
Yes.
Me too, but we still worry, right? So if we do it 1% exactly. Better today, 1% better tomorrow, hey, we'll be in pretty good shape by the time 2021 is done. We'll take a few steps back, we'll go a few steps forward, but let's do this together. Let's buck each other up through this very challenging time. And not worry. Sherry, I appreciate your call. I'm going to put you on hold because we are going to send you the book called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. It's a book by my friend Mike Lindell, one of our fine sponsors, the founder of MyPillow. If you read that book and look at, I don't know, 14 near-death experiences, crack addicts, you know, I mean, actual drug dealers telling Mike Lindell, dude, we're not selling you any more crack because your job's not complete and you're going to die. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
His drug dealer cut him off. And in his crazy kind of state, he came up with this idea for a pillow. He's at the North Dakota State Fair. He's at the Red River Valley Fair. He's going to every fair, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and people were not having a good night's sleep. He said, I got to design a pillow. He did. And eventually that pillow became a platform for what he does now, which is the Mike Lindell Recovery Network for other crack addicts and alcoholics. It is his great, great work, I believe, in what he's done for the president and for standing up for truth and risking his whole company saying, I'm out of here because I believe this election was stolen and I'm going to pay to prove it. He's a great man.
Yeah,
so
I think he's been attacked pretty badly, too, by several companies now.
So when somebody attacks him, like Bed Bath & Beyond and Coburn's and Kohl's, what does that motivate you to do, Sherry?
JCPenney's a new one.
Is it?
Yep.
Oh, I like JCPenney.
I know, I did too.
They kind of were getting it together.
Yeah, Wayfair's another one that came out with it too, and I actually had an order with Wayfair, and I canceled it, and I placed an order with someone else now.
God bless you. I mean, I'm not big on those boycotts to shut this down, but you know what motivates me to do? Buy a robe. I just bought a pair today for Phil Parker and his wife. Pillows, yep. Towels, mattress toppers. They have comforters now. They have my all-time favorite, and it's still in the package, but I can tell how much I'm going to love it. It's a waffle blanket. You know what a waffle blanket is? The blanket looks like a waffle.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I just want to pull it on the bed. My wife says, that's not to keep you warm. That's for looks. I don't care. I want to use it. But we're having this argument. It's still on the dresser. I can't wait to try out the...
That's for looks.
Yes, right.
Well, why would I?
Yeah.
What?
A blanket to me is not for looks.
No.
That's not it's sort of you wear mittens to a noggle kind of thinking. Anyway, Sherry, hang on a moment. We're going to get your address and send it off to you, okay?
Thank you so much, Scott.
Thanks for listening. Call again. By the way, somebody answered by text just a tish before Sherry.
Yeah.
We're going to give them a book, too. Grant and Bismarck, lay it on me. You got a minute on What's on Your Mind.
All right, Scott. Well, first thing I just want to tell Kelly, Holvin, and Kelly Armstrong, Senator Holvin, and Kramer that we need the fight that Trump had in you if you even want to think about getting reelected. Okay? That's how a leader is, not a politician. So buck up. Get some grit. Second of all, with all this minimum wage stuff coming up, percentage-wise, maybe there's a little silver lining. If it does go, it's going to be really hard. But if everyone's wages go up the same percentage, you should be able to wipe out your consumer debt very fast.
Oh, interesting thought, which would obviously make the economy a little healthier, the home budgets a little healthier. But sadly, it's going to cost people a lot of jobs. That's a training wage. But Grant, interesting thought. We'll talk to Kevin Kramer about that next time.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American Union jobs. Revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states, led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. Another of President Biden's executive orders this week was mandating face coverings on all federal property. Hours later, the president gave a speech at the Lincoln Memorial without a face mask. A spokesman for Biden said, "There are bigger issues to worry about at this moment in time." Australia is introducing a world-first law to make Google, Facebook, and potentially other tech companies pay media outlets for their news content. The proposed news code is seen as a possible global test case for how governments could seek to regulate big tech firms. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Brought to you in part by Advanced Business Methods. And by the way, the folks that sponsor this program, thank them when you need them, when you see them, when you stop by, because then they know you are a customer because of this program, but also they're going to appreciate the support as well. We appreciate them. Show doesn't go. Show does not go without good folks like Advanced Business Methods, the place we go to when we need to upgrade our copiers, printers, and office equipment. And we're growing like crazy, right? So, you know, new employee this week. Got two new news people, two new weather folks. They need these things. So, you know, we call, boom, they're here. Take good care of us. Any office equipment, copiers, printers. Now, the other thing I like about them, they're employee owned. I love that because they all live here. Your money stays in the community. And most importantly, whether you're in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, or Dickinson, or the surrounding area, I'd make the switch to abmnow.com because you know what they know better than anything? They know that today's printers are high-end computers. There's data involved, there's analytics involved, so they're tracking the usage of those. That helps you pinch pennies, but it also helps you protect yourself against hackers. There's a lot of that out there. Advanced Business Methods. All right. We did not finish our conversation with Senator John Hoeven yesterday. One of the questions I asked him was about the wall. And we're going to play a little bit of that Find the Wall piece. I'll do that after we chat with our next guest, our good friend Tommy Fisher, because members of Congress right now, especially ours, John Hoeven, Kevin Cramer, Kelly Armstrong, one battle they have is what's the next thing going to be on the wall? Where how are we going to protect and defend the border without that wall? And the guy that's building more wall than anybody I know is Tommy Fisher of Fisher Industries. Tommy, welcome back. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's nice to hear your voice again. Quick recap, since we talked to you last, I know how busy you've been because we used to talk about every other day, and now we talk about every other week because Tommy's literally on the border overseeing this massive operation. How much wall is Fisher Industries built to date, and how much more do you have to build that's under contract?
We've built a little over 80 miles to date, plus the three and a half miles on the private walls. And we still have probably about 60 miles under contract.
And President Trump made quite clear he wanted X amount of wall built by X date. You guys came within inches of meeting that, which is just extraordinary. It wouldn't have happened because how much of that wall are you building per day, per week? I mean, that's where it's really amazing, right?
Yeah, I think between all the companies, I mean, when they really got rolling, they were up to almost 10 miles a week. You know, with that, you know, as contracts finished, you know, of course, you don't have more miles to build, but they did make the 450 miles right at the end of the year, I believe. And I'm not sure where the total is right now, but, you know, my hope is when the new administration actually meets with DHS officials and they'll see how important, it's just so much more than, you know, the wall. It's the complete system with the road, the technology, all of it to help these border agents.
And when you talk about DHS, you talk about Border Patrol, you're not necessarily talking about Chad Wolf, who was the president's acting head of the Department of Homeland Security, or his team at Border Patrol, or Mark, you know, I forget his name, but the, you know, Cuccinelli and the guys that came over and were part of that. You're talking about rank and file folks who recognize the benefit that this has done for Customs and Border Patrol, for Homeland Security. This isn't a Republican or Democrat thing, Tommy, is it? These are people that just are trying to secure our border, correct?
Yeah, this is an American thing. When people come down, they'll see the majority of Border Patrol agents are Hispanic. They're good people. They want to help people. They don't want to see people exploited. You know, and they want to protect the, you know, protect our border. It'd be like anything else. I mean, you got a fence around your house or something, you know, nobody wants an open, you know, open door where people can just come in and they're really, you know, they're worried with the caravans coming and stuff. And so we're trying to do the best and try to be as informative as we can to the new administration. And, you know, hopefully they'll give an honest look. I think if they give an honest look, they'll see that border protection is needed. It's used in every country.
So do you have a sense yet of the, you know, the potential success of that? I mean, do these people think, oh, no, we're going to have to go fight for every inch of that border wall now? Or are they thinking the story is so good and what you've done with the security, as you say, the wall, and the difference it's made, that they have a fighting chance of keeping this momentum going?
You know, they hope so. It'd be pretty discouraging if it doesn't. You know, and I think they might see the same stuff, you know, that some of the police forces have seen and stuff like that, is people want to do their job fair and honestly and do it for the right reasons. And I've witnessed it firsthand over and over down there. And, you know, it's just these guys are giving it all. You know, they're all, and we've got them a system now that they can actually, you know, control the border at a single point instead of being spread all over, you know, the place. And I just think they're just so much more effective. So hopefully the new administration will take the politics out of it and actually look. And like DHS told me the other day, we built the same thing that we built 10 years ago, 12 years ago. It's 12 feet higher, but we added a lot more technology. So the same stuff that the Obama and Biden administration built, no different than the Bush administration built, was still built today out in the wall, you know, on the wall. So, you know, you call it a wall, call it a fence. I call it a barrier with, you know, technology, and it's a whole system that it actually really works.
You know, and I think if we could take politics out of anything, it ought to come out of Homeland Security, right? It ought to, sort of like we all rallied after 9/11. Nobody was a Republican. Nobody's a Democrat. We say we're going to take on the people that did this. And we did. We did it shoulder to shoulder, did it together. And gosh, I wish we could do that. I know that, you know, look, it was the signature issue of Donald Trump as a candidate and became a signature issue as president. And he moved mountains. I mean, he really did. He said, we're going to build 450 miles before I'm done. And everybody laughed. And he did it. Now, I don't think he would have done it without Tommy Fisher and the good people of Fisher Industries. I really don't. That's how he meant it, because these people proved what they said all along. And I don't want you to brag, because you're not a bragger. I just want you to give me the facts on, you know, you're talking about 10 miles a week, a border wall. Is that Fisher does seven of that, and the others combined do three? Is that, I mean, what do you think you brought to this process that showed the Corps, showed other builders about the speed and efficiency with a little bit of innovation that you can do? Walk us through that.
Yeah, so, I mean, we definitely helped, as you recall, you know, we didn't get going until this March or last March, and then the majority of our jobs didn't start until June or July. So in very difficult places, you know, we exceeded the contracts. We've had a great working relationship with the Army Corps of Engineers, and there was a lot of people, you know, not only Fisher, but other contractors in the Corps, and really, you know, specifically a division of the Corps that worked really hard to, you know, meet the goals, and everyone worked together, and it was, you know, 24/7, and, you know, just can't thank enough the employees. We just had a good team effort, and I just really hope that, you know, like I said, going forward, the new administration would be, given, the Corps as well as DHS or CBP, a fair opportunity to show it. And I think anyone that would honestly look at the issues fairly would clearly see that what was built is a success for every single American.
If the worst case scenario played out and the politics won the day and they said we're stopping dead in the tracks, and there was an executive order that I think rescinded the dollars that were controversial because Donald Trump had repurposed some dollars from the Defense Department / military for the wall in the name of Homeland Security, I believe a court upheld that. It was, a contentious thing, but a court evidently said it was okay, but by executive order in his pen, the vice president has pulled that back. So we have some indication that there's going to be a different sheriff as it pertains to the walls. You say hopefully, the DHS folks and the Border Patrol folks can talk him back off of that. But if it stopped dead in its tracks, the 450 miles is almost for naught because the caravans are just going to go around it, wouldn't they, Tommy?
Yeah, they could, and they could go through certain areas that weren't finished as well. And I think they really need to finish the roads, drainages, different things like that, the rest of the technology. So that's sort of what we're hoping. I don't know a lot, probably as much as everybody else knows what they read. But, again, I still hold out hope that we're all Americans one way or the other. And I think if they can see what the agency is asking for, truly the guys, the boots on the ground, then maybe we can come, full circle here.
Question for you from Scott in Bismarck. Tommy Fisher, Fisher Industries, premier wall builder, protecting our border unlike anybody's ever seen. We're so proud of this, so proud of Tommy and his team. They got a wonderful team. His dad would be super proud right now. I know his mom is. It's just a great North Dakota success story, and I hope it continues. Scott in Bismarck for Tommy Fisher. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a real quick question. Okay, so there's 440 miles or whatever, but how many miles are actually left that would be you consider considered a completion of the wall? And then the second up to that is, okay, so if Biden, puts the kibosh to everything, what would be to stop from private, like the way it kind of started, where private...
I got you, Scott. I think I know where you're going. So first of all, how much till the wall is done, what DHS Border Patrol wants beyond the 450?
I think roughly that I saw was, possibly another 500 to 600 miles. Total miles, I believe, as the crow flies, is like 1,300, 1,400. But there's some spots where there's lakes and different things that you can't, you have to be off, off the border somewhat. As far as the... the private side, yes, there's always a possibility. We're looking at a donation to the U.S. government of the 3 miles that we built in Mission to show them a different, per se style. I think the biggest thing is they need access, number one, and they need some type of barrier. And, so we're going to pursue all those angles regardless of what happens. And, like myself and the rest of our company, we're, dedicated to securing our border for the right reasons. And I think with a secure border, immigration policy reform can happen. Is if you can't come in illegally and you have to come in legally, maybe everyone gets together and figures out the right rules how to do it legally.
Last question. Have any of the contracts currently let been affected by what Joe Biden did in rescinding that special pot of money from DOD?
I think, right now we all have, stop work orders, and we're abiding by those for gates and fence and just what you saw in the paper, but we're still working with the government to see what the next move is.
So you do have stop work on all work right now?
Anything that pertains to erecting a fence or any type of a barrier, we still are able to...
Hang on one sec, Tommy.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins and Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins and Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins and Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Piper's Auctioneers 2021 equipment auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including Premier Farm Equipment Auctions in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Bismarck, Bowman, Rain, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Steele, Marmoth, Anamoose, Lear, and Raleigh, North Dakota. With today's optimism in the equipment markets, it's never been a better time to turn iron into cash, and Piper's regional and online auctions can do just that. Consign your items today at 701-523-7366. All equipment inventories and auction details are updated daily at pipers.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Skip ahead a little bit to the money part of this, and then I think everybody will get it. If they don't already, your brilliance on the bumper music.
I see what I did there?
Knows no ends. I see what you did there. Yep. I see what you did there.
While you're doing that,
I will tell you that we are brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA. It's about time we start talking about lunch. I think so. PetroServe USA has great food, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You know, you go to a convenience store and sometimes it's like, wow, has that been like in the warmer for a week? That's not PetroServe USA. Let me give you an example. Friday, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. That's at their Valley City location, exit 292. Harwood, this is a great Friday meal. Two sloppy joes and chips. I love it. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken tenders. 12th Avenue North and I-29, pulled pork sandwiches. And I'm going to be in the neighborhood, so I might pull into Yulin later today and have some meatballs. There you go. Friday also means personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread on special for $5.99. That's at all their stores. Pick up some Pet Safe Sidewalk Salt for $8.99. That's a must right now. That is a must. And also Hershey's Kit Kat. Have you had the mocha? The mocha? Right now the king size is $1.19. PetroServe USA. Serving up Marathon fuel, serving up Senex fuel, serving up the lowest price of fuel anywhere. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. All in all, it's just a break in the wall. There we go. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. All in all, you're just a break in the wall. Right. Tommy Fisher, Fisher Industries. Their company, the one putting the bricks in the wall to protect our homeland. Back with us for a couple more minutes here before we let him go and get back to it. So I wanted to finish this stop order thing. So the action of Joe Biden yesterday is already translated in a notice or whatever you get to just stop in your tracks with the teams you have out there. In other words, no new wall, no finished work, gates, whatever. Is that correct?
Yeah, we can't place anything that would constitute a barrier, but we can still clean up roads and, you know, prepare to possibly be, you know, suspended.
So is that just pertaining to the money that I'll say was controversial? It's not controversial to me because it's Homeland Security, but Donald Trump took a pot of dollars because Congress, you know, they hated the wall. They didn't want to do it. Democrats wouldn't do it. So it was a big fight. So he found other money from DOD. That was fought in court. Trump won, but Biden can remove it. Is that stop order only for that money or for the whole project, Tommy?
I believe it's only with money that came from DOD or the Treasury of forfeiture funds.
Got it. So there's other work going on. Is the lion's share of the work on the wall right now from the forfeiture funds, or is it from the traditional wall funding kind of tranche?
I think it's split, Scott.
Got it. So some work continues on the wall. The controversial dollars are where they tell you to stop. Did they tell you to stop for how long? Did they say, like, this is going to be a week, 2 weeks? Do you have any idea how long this stop order lasts?
No. It just is a stop work order. That's it.
Now, as you say, Border Patrol, Homeland Security, they're fighting for this. The boots on the ground, forget the politics, the boots on the ground want this to return. And if Joe Biden wants to be peer, he'd go to Congress and say, look, the 450 miles isn't finished, or that's finished, but we got to do another, you said 60 or whatever you've gotten a contract for. Let's at least finish that. Give me dollars to replace that. Fine, that'd be okay. If it's stop, we're done, we're out of here, that's a problem. And I do think we got to politically think smart here from Biden's perspective. He has a base that hates the wall. They think it's terrible. They hate the wall because of Trump. They hate the wall because they want open borders. Whatever reason, they hate it. But if he takes this fight on, just that one sliver of money, but not the overall wall, we could live with that, I think, right? We could say that's okay, and that would be sort of a smart political move. How long do you think we find out before Homeland Security, Tommy, and DHS, is Homeland Security, but also Border Patrol, come back to you and say, we're back on, we're ready to go, or we're done? How long do you think this process takes? Any idea?
I'm not sure. I'm hoping that if they can get them down there and they can see actually what's really been done and what's being built was the same thing that was built years before, maybe a little bit taller, but so much more technology, so much more infrastructure has been added to what was done before. You know, maybe if they see it, they could go real quick. Otherwise, you know, I read the executive order. I think they got 60 days is what they said to figure out what they're going to do. So it'd be maybe a week to 60 days would be my range.
And last question, worst case scenario again, there is a plan B, just like you had done previously.
Yeah, I think, you know, at the same time, I mean, if it was really the case and the government wasn't going to do anything, there would always be, you know, a version for people to, you know, do something there. You know, there, but I think it would probably have to be done with contractors that actually do, you know, all the building. And, you know, that could be a possibility as well.
Not easy,
but,
though.
Not using.
Not easy.
Yeah, not easy.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go get, you know, right away. You've got to get the funding. You've got to get Patriot contractors like Fisher Industries. Not all are like that. Not all are about America first and Buck second. But Fisher Industries is why we love them. To you and the whole crew at Fisher Industries, your boys and the team in Dickinson, keep fighting, Tommy. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much, Scott. Best to you guys.
Best to you. More coming up, folks. Don't go away. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.